This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anyoji, and I am back again this week with another exciting episode for you guys. This is that show that inspires, informs, educates, and spurs you to cultivate the skills you need for your desired goals. And today, we will be talking about something interesting, something super, super interesting. Because today we'll be looking at, you know, for everyone out there that has always conceived that idea of becoming a master of ceremony, a host, a compere, you know, all those thoughts. Today we'll be looking at how to be the perfect master of ceremony. Interesting. Yes, interesting, because I have a special guest on the show. I personally love to call her the Gloria. She knows what she does when it comes to emceeing an event. I've been privileged to be at one of her events and I was amazed. She is good. Today she'll be telling us how she's able to get her audience glued, how she's able to do the things she does when she picks up the mic to talk. All right, so Gloria, thank you for joining me. Welcome on the show.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me, Ozioma. It's such a privilege and honor to be on your show today. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so excited to have you, sincerely. And yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yes, this is exciting. All right. Yes. I deliberately did not want to read out your profile, deliberately, because I wanted it to come from the horse's mouth.
No, I'm even happy. I mean, I prefer you didn't read it, because
right?
I wouldn't want to go, oh, really? Is that me? Like, is that me? Like, so it's very okay. You didn't even read it. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. And well done on the amazing work you're doing here. Well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. So, on the show with me is Gloria Olufeko. But from the horse's mouth, let's hear you. Please, who is the Gloria?
Oh, wow. The Gloria Olufeko. Okay, I am a certified event host.
Yep.
I anchor and compare events. So, but that one person that you see at the helm of affairs at any event is me.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk into a conference and then someone tries to gather everybody together to ensure the conference starts.
Yeah.
And you move from item number 2 to item number 3. That's me. Or when it comes to a conference, when it comes to weddings, when it comes to webinars, when it comes to birthdays, launches, award ceremonies, yes, and you're looking for a compere, that's me. So I am certified, and aside that, what do I do? I also work on the radio. I'm also a radio host.
Mm-hmm.
I anchor radio shows, documentaries, podcasts, and the likes. Then I also do voiceovers. So I've been on quite a number of brands, worked with quite a number of brands when it comes to being the voice behind their adverts and their probably anything they have to do has to be voicing.
Yeah.
All right. To voiceovers. And I also am a communications expert. I teach you how to communicate effectively with your colleague at work, communicate effectively with your friends, mm-hmm. in a business environment. So pretty much everything that has to be media is what the Gloria Olufeko stands and where you find her in. Okay, yeah, so let me stop there for now before I go on and on.
Yeah, we can go on and on. It's quite a long one, but we'll continue.
Yes.
From here. So what really inspired your choice of profession? Because I rarely see people or hear people say, hey, I want to be an MC when I grow up. Like, it's not really a very common conversation, but what then inspired your choice of profession?
I know, right? Mm-hmm. You hardly find people say that, oh, it's a career. When I grow up, well, I want to become a compare.
Yeah.
You'd rather, yeah, I want to become a doctor, I want to become an engineer.
Yeah.
But many people also do not know that it's not your regular 9-to-5. And people feel that unless you're doing a regular 9-to-5, you're not a career person. I am a career person. If you ask me, I'll tell you I'm a media personality, and that's my career path. Yeah. That's what I've chosen. All right. So just being in the face of everybody, being in the forefront of driving the course of affairs, of an event, that just spurred my interest in being an events compare. People get to know you. People get to see you. They want to, especially if you have a very fantastic voice, they want to know who is the voice behind what I'm hearing. Who is the person rather behind the voice I'm hearing? So you just being in the spotlight, everybody glued to hearing your voice or seeing your face. Aside that, the kind of network you get, because ordinarily, if you were not, or if I wasn't an event host, there's certain events I have hosted that I probably wouldn't have even attended.
Yes.
But because I was or I am the event host, I have to attend such events.
Yeah.
And I get to meet beautiful people. I get to meet celebrated people, the popular celebrities that I couldn't meet on a normal day. I get to meet them because I'm the anchor of that event. So pretty much that's why I chose that path. Networking, connections, being in the spotlight. I have a fantastic voice people want to listen to over and over again. And I think event comparing just gives me that platform to support.
Interesting. Even listening to you, I'm like, are you sure you should not start thinking of this?
I know, right?
It's such an amazing, because sometimes you don't really sit down to think about it. But when you really do, you're like, it's really an exciting experience. So it's an exciting one, you know, this journey.
That's right.
Yeah, but that's some right. people listening to us now will be wondering, okay, if I really want to go into this career path, what does it really take? How were you able to build a brand around this thing that you do and you love to do? What did it take you? What can it take someone else that wants to go through this path?
Oh, fantastic question. Now, many people feel that event comparing is like a course you go to school to study. You know how that people feel, because, okay, when you want to be a doctor, you need to have to, you have to go to school to read medicine. You want to be a lawyer. You have to go to school to read law. You have to get a degree in law.
Yeah.
Or event comparing is not like that. Probably that's why people don't consider it as been a career path. All right, so it's not like there's a certain course you have to take in school and then you have to go to class for it to sit down and they teach you how to MC a wedding. Step one, make them laugh. Step two, there's nothing like that. Okay,
yeah,
it's not like a regular course that you go to school to study, but it's an art. It's an art that you have to master if you're looking to starting. Okay, you could get certifications. For me, when I decided to take my brand seriously, the Gloria Olufeko brand, I decided to get certified. So I went online, I took a training, I got certificate as an event host. So it's not like the certificate course that I took taught me everything I needed. But then again, it just showed me the pathway to doing it. So my tutors were already experienced compares in Nigeria. They've gone outside of Nigeria to anchor events. So they were able to guide me, all right? Aside getting certifications, another one is get a mentor. Get a mentor. That's one thing I did when I started out. I reached out to people that were already ahead of me in events, anchoring and hosting. And I told them, I need you to help me out.
Yeah.
If you're having events, please let me go with you. If you have events, you know that you might not be able to attend, but you're having events that are clashing, just let me represent you in the other event. And I didn't just go there not having my own portfolio or not have my own events I've anchored, because many, many mistakes people make is they are just starting and they're reaching out to me to mentor them. There's no portfolio. You don't have any background work you've done. There's nothing that shows that you are good at what you say you love doing.
Yeah.
How then am I supposed to trust you to hand over an event to you to anchor? So one thing I'd say is, when you're starting now, do a lot of free gigs. I mean, I've said it in many interviews that I've had the privilege to speak at. Do a lot of free gigs. Reach out to people, reach out to events. Tell them you can do it, especially if you know you sound well and you know you can actually anchor an event. Not like you're looking for an event to just practice.
Yeah,
I before ready that I could anchor events. I mean, I've been doing it from school, right from university. I've been doing it, so it was easy for me to tell people that I was reaching out to that, okay, see guys, I did this event. I was the one that co-anchored this event. I was the one that did this for my church. I did this for my community. It was easy for them to now trust me and say, okay, Gloria, even though we are not sure you can do it, but you know what? We're going to give you an experienced person as a host.
Okay.
And you come in as the co-host so that both of you can run it together, and then we have nothing to lose at the end of the day. So there are quite a number of tips. I've mentioned certification, getting mentorship, doing a lot of free gigs. I'll just stop there. There are quite a number, but I'll just stop with that thing.
Yeah, I love the fact that you mentioned the free gigs, because it's a big deal around here. We don't consider volunteering as anything.
And absolutely.
It's, for me, it's really the place to start, really, because nobody will really trust you until you can show something. So
absolutely.
That's really the place to start. So for anyone listening and you are hearing us right now, get into people's space and offer your services for free. Start from there first. Then before you know it, you begin to monetize. Let money not be the first thing that you begin to think of. Let people appreciate your work first before we go into the money part. All right. You said a lot of things. Get certification, get a mentor, offer your services for free and all of that. But it still doesn't take away the experience when you climb on stage and you do the thing itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what has been your, I don't want to call it a worst experience though, but what was your major experience, like a shaky moment experience, and how were you able to overcome that that anxiety or that moment in your career?
So, you just brought back memories. There was this event I hosted sometime last year, 2021. November. Was it November? September? I literally can't remember. Yeah, I think November, ending of November. Yeah, I think so. And I was to bring up a speaker. And as I was to bring up the speaker, the video slides that was already prepared, I'd been bringing up speakers with video slides all day.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I was to bring up a speaker. So most times when I'm getting ready for my events, I ask my clients, am I going to be the one to read out the bios or profiles of speakers? Or you already have this video presentation? You know, there's some events you go to and there's a video presentation calling up or bringing up the speaker. So that makes me know if I have to do an extra work to read up about the profile or read up about the bio of the speaker.
Yeah.
So many of you tell me, oh, there's a video presentation or the video citation for the speaker. I just do my little background research. I don't do the core research on like when I'm the one to bring up the person. You know, when I'm the one to bring up the person, I have to do a lot of research. So I know who exactly I'm bringing up and I can say many things about that person.
Yeah.
So as God would have it, I just did my little research, bits and pieces. I really didn't do the core research about this person. Afterward, there was a video presentation calling up the person. Then it was time for me to call up the person, and then the screens didn't come on.
Ooh.
And everybody was there. Everybody kept waiting. What's happening? The screens didn't come on. Okay. So I know as an event compared, you have to be spontaneous. Spontaneity is one thing that you have to, it's a skill you must hone if you're going to be a fantastic event or excellent master of ceremonies. So I had to quickly improvise. Okay, what was next? What was I going to do? Thank God
you did a bit of research.
Thank God I had done a bit of research. So I just had to just lazily around. Oh, she's the author of this book. She's the this of this. She's the this of this. Can we make work on this? And then she came up. You could see the disappointment in the face of my speaker, because else, oh, you guys did not do justice to my citation or to my profile. And that really hurt me. It hurt me because at that point, I wished I had done a deeper research about my guest. And I didn't just rely on technology. And that taught me a big lesson. Either the fact that you're the one coming up to introduce or there's a video citation, read up about your guest, read up about your speech, digest it, know them like you know your name. Because you never can tell. Technology can just mesh things up.
Yeah.
I think that was one major event where I was like,
that's really major. Wow.
Yeah, I was sad at the end. But I mean, things happen.
Things really happen. Wow.
Yeah.
I guess we learn on the job. That's the beauty of it.
You're right.
Yeah. Absolutely. We learn on the job. Wow. Interesting. Okay. So you have been doing this for a while. You've been doing this for a while, and I really, really enjoyed your brand. You know, I am very crazy about the Gloria. I love what you do.
Thank you so much.
I love what you do. So, but then what do you bring to your event that is special, and how does it come about? Because there is something about your hosting that I don't know what it is. You probably do. I don't. But then what is it that you bring that you know this is you? This is you bringing it. Nobody knows what you're doing behind closed doors, but then you know it. So what is it? And how did you come about? Because I don't think it was something that happened as you started your career. I think it's something that you built over time. What is it, and how did you come up with it? I know one. Let me say this one.
What's the one?
What do I call it? Is it your brand card or something that you hold? I love it.
Okay.
I've not seen anyone do that, sincerely.
I got that from my mentor. It was my mentor. My mentor also was Oliver Modi.
Wow.
Oliver Modi would hold a card.
Yes, with her brand, right?
Events, with her brand name boldly written on it.
When I saw you so hold you that know. Card, I'm like, whoa, this is special. Okay. At least I know that one. Yeah. I got that one. So what is
well that? Done. Well done.
Thank you.
So a brilliant question, Uzioma. Brilliant question. I mean, everybody has that one spice that when he or she is hosting an event, everybody just knows that, oh no, this is the Gloria Lufeco. This can be another person hosting. Even if you've not, probably if you've attended an event I hosted before and you are attending another one where I'm the compere, and you didn't even know from before that I was going to be the compere, and you're just stepping in or you're outside, there's something that you would know or feel from outside, and you just know that, oh no, this can be any other person than the Gloria Lufeco. Well, energy is one thing I bring into every event I anchor, and that makes me stand out. I'm not that MC that just, okay, so it's time to bring up this person, I just call up the person and then we go on and on and on and on till the event is over. No. There's an energy I try to communicate to my audience. And just to say, there's this grace upon my life where every event I have anchored, I repeat, every event I have anchored, my audience are always so responsive, so lively, so engaging. They are always ready to respond to me. When I ask them to clap, they clap. When I ask them to shout, they shout. When I ask them to network, they network. When I ask them, look at your neighbor and give a warm smile, they always do that. Now, not every MC has that grace. There are some events where the MC is telling the audience to smile and the audience are just looking at the MC like, I beg, let's just smile and then let's just leave here. Like, who are you? Who are you to ask me to smile? From where to where you get? But there's this grace upon my life where my audience just have to respond. Some of them that they might come in with that, let me just come for this event, sit down and go. But when you just hear me tell you to do something, there's just this force that just makes you want to respond to me. Now, that's one major strength I have in event hosting. Another one is my ability to, I think I've talked about energy, crowd engagement. Another one is my ability to spontaneity. Yes, that's one thing I have, spontaneity. When you don't need to tell me what to do when things are going wrong, I know what to do. So not every MC has that. I mean, that's one major thing I can say to my strength. When things are going wrong, probably the mic is not working, or technology is messing up,
yeah,
or something is going on, time, your speaker is running out of time, and then we are lagging behind time. Leave it to me. I know what to do. Mm-hmm. You as the client don't need to stress yourself. Go to sleep. I'll handle it. Another one I can say is my speaking prowess. I have that captivating tone. Mm. I mean, I have that ability to, you want to listen to me from morning till night and you will not be tired of listening to me.
True.
And you're like, wow, it's the way I pronounce my words. I'm so put together. You know, there's some MCs that are just so scattered.
Mm.
They're so scattered. And they're, every time they apologize, oh, sorry about that. That was a mistake. Oh, sorry about that. That was a mistake. Oh, sorry. And they are giving miss to misses. They are calling professor, doctor. Who they are supposed to be calling uncle, they are giving him brother. Who they are supposed to be calling pastor, they are giving him imam. They are so scattered.
Yeah.
There are many MCs like that. I mean,
wow.
You understand? Mm-hmm. They are not composed. There's no composure. You understand? They are making mistakes, giving titles to another wrong, to another person, mispronouncing names. You're supposed to call somebody Tolu, you're calling them Titi.
Mm.
All those kind of things are mistakes that God has helped me not to make. And that's one thing that stands me out. So pretty much I've mentioned quite a lot. Energy, ability to communicate to the audience,
yeah,
ability to carry my audience along, spontaneity, composure, my diction. All of these things have made my brand stand out all through the years.
Wow. Interesting. Well done. Yeah. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
you've done it behind the scene as a radio host, and you are killing it before the people. Which one do you prefer? Life before the people or behind the scene?
Oh, no. Don't do this to me, Ozioma. This is not fair. It's not fair.
Yeah, oh, I got you, Ami.
Oh my God, no one has ever asked me to choose. And I'm not going to do this, Ozioma. But I love both of them equally.
Okay.
I don't have love for anyone but than the other. Oh, event hosting, radio hosting. Oh yeah. My God, they're my babies. Mm. So I cannot pick. No, don't do this to me, Ozioma. Thank you very much. Next question, please.
Oh my God. Okay. We get you. We love you too. We love you everywhere. We love you. All right. So
thank you.
You are an amazing master of ceremony, no doubt.
Yeah.
Apart from the fact that you have had certifications, you've had mentors that you've worked with and still working with, are there other research materials that have helped you or are helping you currently in your career?
Oh, no, not really. I do not have books I can say, go and read these books on how to be an event host. Go and read this material. But I would say watch a lot of videos, YouTube videos.
Okay.
I watch it. I consume a lot of YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
I attend webinars. Mm. There's my big sis that the one I reached out to when I was about to start event comparing and taking it seriously, Mujibade Soshoya. Mm-hmm. She is the lady MC. The lady MC is already an established figure when it comes to events conference. She's one of Nigeria's finest female MCs. Mm-hmm. I mean, she has anchored events, government events. She's one that is known to do most of government events. When Lagos states have events, she does them.
Yeah.
She anchors events before presidents, governors. So she is my go-to. So whenever I have events, I reach out to her. She's organizing a class. I am there. Ayomiro Essay, Temi Badru, Oliver Modi. I can go on and on to mention many female MCs I look up to when it comes to event comparing. So I consume their content. Mm-hmm. They post on social media, I'm following them. They drop something and tips and tricks on how you can do fantastic in events comparing. I'm watching them. I know people will be like, Agloria, I didn't know your competition. How can you be following people that are doing the same thing you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
If you do not follow these people, you will fail.
Yes.
You will be failed because they've done these things years before you. You understand that experience is a master of everybody. As you get better at something, as you do it more and more, you get better at it. So if you do not follow people that have gone ahead of you in what you're doing, how will you know the mistakes not to make?
True.
How will you know the things and the steps not to take? So I follow these people. I don't see them as competition at all. The day I begin to see them as competition is the day I begin to go down.
Yeah.
Because the sky is very big for every bird to fly, mm-hmm. and they do not clash.
Mm-hmm.
they do not clash. There are hundreds and thousands of events every day, every year. And you know, they cannot be at every event. So there's an event for me. There's an event for them. There's an event. There was even an event that almost made me and my my big sis I look up to, Mojibade Social, I have a little issue. They reached out to me. They reached out to her to anchor.
Wow.
They reached out to me to anchor. They reached out to her to anchor. But what did I do? She told me, as at a point I was like, Moji, I'm not going to anchor this event because we already know who they will pick. It's going to be you. So I'm not going to try to push for it. But she told me something that day. She said, always push for every event. Push your best foot forward. If it's your event, you will anchor it. And if it's not, leave it. She ended up anchoring that event. But that word she said to me stuck.
Never left.
All right. Exactly. So, I mean, watch YouTube videos, read books, consume the content of people that have gone before, be ahead of you.
Yeah.
What will I say? Join Instagram lives. These people do Instagram lives from time to time and they share their experiences. I don't know. Just basically just watch, read, listen, learn. There's no material. I do have a book with templates somewhere to share with you.
Yeah. Talking about watching Instagram live and following people, if you're not following the Gloria Olufeko, what are you even doing?
Like, you know, what are you doing
now?
I don't know.
Oh my God. You're the founder of What Is Radio.
That's my baby. Yes.
That's your baby. So what is it about and what are you up to in What's Your Radio?
Okay, now what is radio? What is radio? It's like a question. You're asking somebody. Somebody's telling you, you're listening, somebody's shouting radio, and you're like, what is radio? What is radio? Yeah, so What Is Radio is a conference. I've just hosted the very first of its kind, and I'm planning to host another one in about next year, God willing, next year. So it's a conference. I just there was a point in my career where I felt, okay, it was time to give back to people. It was time to give back to those that are looking up onto me for mentorship, because it becomes such a figure where everybody's looking up to you for mentorship. They want you to be their mentor. I mean, my DM,
is a market.
I love what you do. Can you mentor me? I love what you do. Can you mentor me? And then how am I going to mentor everybody? Okay, let's do it this way. Let's organize programs for them to learn from. So what I did is I brought together some of Nigeria's finest radio presenters. I didn't just focus on radio presenters in Lagos. All right. I looked at Abuja. I looked at Kurakon. And I brought together radio presenters from all over Nigeria who have stood the test of time, and I brought them together to come and train people online for free. Yeah, so if you're looking at knowing how radio is done properly, the radio of today, how it is done properly, What Is Radio is that conference for you. So that conference was really life-changing. A lot of people got jobs. I mean, participants that were looking to start radio careers got jobs after that conference. I got a lot of testimonies. Oh, girl, I just started working at, or I got internship at, I just started volunteering at because of this conference. All right, so that's really what radio is about. What is radio is like an outreach, not to say, quote, to young people that are looking to start out careers in radio but do not know how to go about it. So that's my own little way of giving back to people.
Wow, well done. And yeah, I can't even wait for the next edition because I want to be there. Oh my God. Wow, thank you, the Gloria. Thank you so much. It's been an amazing time with you today. I have learned so much. It's you now. Talking with you is always fun.
You know, it's me. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. Going places. Thank you so much. It means so much to me.
I'm grateful. Thank you for coming on board. All right. Yeah. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Did you enjoy that episode? Did you enjoy that moment, that conversation with Gloria Olufeko? Amazing, amazing, amazing lady. If you have not followed her, she is, especially if you're interested in going into radio event comparing and all of that. You should follow her. She is doing so much. She's doing amazing work, you know. So she follow her on Instagram. I think her handle is @TheGloriaOlufeko. That's her Instagram handle. Follow her. You won't regret it. You won't. Wow, this has been Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anyoji. And you know it, we will come back next week with another guest and with another exciting episode. Stay blessed, guys. Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.